Hi guys, welcome to Into the Ropes podcast. My name's Sam, this is Owen Williams, and that's Paul Heath on the end over there. Right, we're going to talk to you about wrestling, all things wrestling. We've been wrestling fans for many a moons. We're going to talk about our favourite wrestlers. We're going to talk about today's wrestling and how it's going. We're also going to talk to you about many things basically throughout this podcast. How I first got into wrestling, it was a time where just before the Attitude Era. It was where my favourite wrestler, Shawn Michaels, by the way, because I was watching the Royal Rumble 95, come in at number one, end up winning it. He did the same thing in 96 as well, basically won that one too. And then basically I think I got into him and he was my favourite wrestler because it was just he was the one that was the pushing at the time and I was a kid, so it's basically what I was drawn to. How about you, Owen?
Well, to be fair, I've been a fan since I was actually 2 years old. My dad tells the story that, and this sort of follows into my favourite wrestler of all time. So basically I was in the little baby bouncer. I was crying my eyes out as you do as a kid because I'm quite spoiled like that. And apparently my dad was trying to watch the wrestling, so he said to me, you know, shut up, all this crap. And all of a sudden, the Undertaker's dong hit, the lights went out, and apparently I shut up crying the whole time that he'd come out.
I think many people cried when the Undertaker came out.
Yeah, but I wasn't crying. I was crying before that. As soon as the gong hit and the lights went out, apparently I just shut up. I stopped bouncing in my bandsaw. I was just like that at the TV.
Weird child.
Well, there's another story. When I was in nursery, my nursery teacher called my dad in because he was doing wood tech. And apparently they sat my dad down and said they was going to contact social services because I made a coffin for The Undertaker.
And they didn't get wrestling relevance to it.
So I was almost an orphan.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Over to you, Paul.
Well, I've not been watching it as long as you do. Mm-hmm. I first started watching roughly when Y2J was in his prime, which is why I'm automatically drawn to Y2J.
I have, you know, Y2J is always in his prime. He is a goat.
I just didn't know he ever was, but... Mm. When he first entered, I remember him coming out to The Rock, and from the combat moment on, you know, he was so funny, and to take it from there, and from Y2J to Stone Cold.
I don't know if you guys remember, my favourite ever promo with Jericho and The Rock, is when, do you know when the Alliance thing happened? When WCW and ECW invaded.
We're going to get a touch on the Alliance as well.
I just want to say this quick, and my favourite promo was when Chris Jericho and The Rock, there's been loads, but this is my ultimate favourite, it was... Stephanie, Booker T and Rhino all in the ring, and The Rock and Chris Jericho were having like a rhyming contest against them, and it's the funniest promo I've ever seen in my life. The Rock is literally the greatest.
I think he's one of the best talkers there
in the world. In ring, not that good, but
I think he's entertaining. He's electrifying in the ring. He's electrifying.
I disagree. I honestly believe he's not that good in the ring. That's just my opinion. Mm-hmm.
But he's different from anyone else. The way he takes and finishes. The way he takes Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, unreal. Yeah, don't get me wrong, but...
Only
you know,
Vince can compare to that.
I mean, how can
Vince takes the horribly stunner I've ever seen in my life. I mean, they're complete opposite scales when it comes to stunners. No,
they take there's it in bumping. A different way to the norm.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You know, but, I mean, how can a Pete's elbow finish anyone?
You can say that about, you know, the Superman punch on the Roman Reigns touch subject.
That's true. But you say that Superman punch is a move in the UFC.
Yes, it's a move, but when has Roman Reigns ever won with a Superman punch?
Yeah.
Well, fairly often. He wins, you know, the fourth matches.
So you're talking about the realism of his finishing move?
Maybe not a big match he won't win the pay-per-view for the title, but if he won a Raw fight...
I mean, but mind you, who's really going to win from a chop?
Superman punch.
We all know about the Great Khali.
But to be fair, you
try to take a chop from the Great Khali and see if you get back up.
Yeah, there you go.
Fair enough.
I got slapped by the missus when I was out cold for a week.
So. We'll move on. Our favourite era. What would you reckon we won't put it on our favourite era. We'll talk about what collectively we think the favourite era is. I'm sure we're all in agreement with the Attitude Era.
Undoubtedly.
You had good moments, had bad moments. Although there was a lot of good. There was also a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But the crap were good. It made you laugh.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
It made you want to watch it.
And the thing I really like about the Attitude Era to Naz Era, everyone had a storyline.
Yeah.
Even the lower card people had a storyline.
Everything meant something.
Exactly. Even hardcore title, the European title, the tag team titles, you know, even two jobbers had a storyline. The Cruiserweight meant something.
Yeah, that's true.
The European Championship meant something. Yeah. The Intercontinental title meant something. Nah, the titles mean nothing. Look at that, Brock Lesnar's universe
at the moment does mean something, but that's due to Brock Lesnar.
I disagree. The Universal title means nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
Unicorn
title. Sorry,
but that's only because
I believe you have the Miz to thank for that.
Yes,
Seth Rollins.
The Miz, apart from The Rock, the Miz is the best on the mic I've seen since The Rock, or CM Punk. That's just my opinion.
Good as well.
But I do believe the Miz
and Paul Heyman. He ain't a wrestler.
I'm talking about wrestling.
Paul Heyman started to bore me a little bit.
Yes, because he does the same stick over and over again. And Brock Lesnar's boring, let's be fair. When's the last time Brock Lesnar had a good match?
Mm-hmm. I think AJ Styles. I'm going to say, but that was mostly AJ Styles.
But who, I mean, not being funny, I could have a good match with AJ Styles.
Yeah, that's very true.
Do you know what I mean? The great Khali could have a good... Hey, actually, great Khali, scratch that.
Not everyone can have a great match with AJ Styles.
I was going to say the Giant Gonzalez. Remember
him? Yeah. When the guy that wore the... bodysuit.
Yeah, the one that faced Taker, SummerSlam, Mania. My God.
He was better than Great Khali.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He was better than Great Khali. That was in sort of time where wrestling was a lot slower anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it was sped up and Great Khali slower.
We're not here just to bash Great Khali. Yeah,
but,
don't get me wrong, he's a lovely bloke.
But he's awful.
He's got a fit wife.
Has he?
He's got a fit wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
And I bet. No,
I remember I've watched him one fight, and it was a Great Khali match, and I didn't want to watch it, so I fast forwarded. The match was actually pretty decent on fast forward.
was that in normal motion?
Yeah. No, that didn't come down.
I'll tell you what. This is the true story. The only good match Great Khali ever had was against The Undertaker. Yep, you got it.
Right, what you may not know, guys, is this guy, he loves The Undertaker.
No, that's not true. That's my favourite wrestler of all time is The Repo Man.
What? Did he have a match with The Undertaker?
Yeah, one and only match. I like The Repo Man, he was alright. Even Doink the Clown, really.
How many Great Clowns were there? There was quite a few.
The original one.
The original one.
But to be fair, I think they should have...
What about Dink?
Dink. there's a story there, but I'm not going to get into it for you PG viewers. But I think Doink the Clown could have been good as a heel. Yeah. Why not make him a heel? Like, you think about it.
Like Pennywise.
Yeah,
that sort of evil clown.
Why didn't they make him a heel?
Because it was around that time, wasn't it? Wasn't it around that time?
No.
It would have been late.
Doink the Clown was like, what? Really late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah, so when was it?
82?
So it was about, people knew about it.
Yes, people knew about it.
But mind you, in that era of wrestling, would it work?
Yeah, I suppose it would have worked in 97, 96, 97.
Yeah.
If you paired him up with someone like Goldust, maybe.
Yeah, but early 80s? I mean, late 80s, rather.
It would have been almost like an early day.
Like Goldust was more 94, was it?
To be fair, he's been around a long time, but yeah. I like the artist formerly. His best gimmick was the artist formerly known as Goldust. Yeah, that was his time to shine. Mm. He was on his top game.
Okay, moving on then. We were talking about the Attitude Era earlier. We've kind of veered off of it. But what would you reckon started the Attitude Era? Let's say the Montreal Screwjob was a thing that it made the Vince McMahon character, and which basically pushed through to the Attitude Era, because that's what then you had Stone Cold and Vince McMahon. That's what ended up naturally progressing to. So with the Montreal, what do you think? Who's to blame for that? Who was to blame for that? Brett is to blame for that situation. Yeah,
because
him and Pride.
Exactly. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're leaving somewhere, we all know the best thing to do, isn't it? The best thing to do is to any way they want you to drop the belt. That's the way you drop it.
You put over the, when on your way out. You put over the next star. That's what you do.
Unless you're John Cena.
Yeah,
John Cena has been putting a lot of. You can't unfair comment now. But if 2 years ago, I'd be right with you.
No, but you see, to be fair,
I've tried to like John Cena over the years, many times.
I just can't.
I'm going to whack the table
because of the mic. That's how frustrated I get with John Cena. Yeah. I'm a John Cena mark. That's what I am. Oh. At the end of the day, what you got to remember is when Cena got over organically. When he got over.
Yeah.
That was at a time where it wasn't PG.
Yeah.
You could go out on a limb. You could do stuff. Yeah. And the thing is now is, if you look, the people that actually took a risk in WWE got over. CM Punk got over.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan got over.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that
John Cena's... I think it was more WWE took that risk.
No, not really, because Daniel Bryan got over himself.
Bautista. I think that's really good, what gave him...
But Daniel Bryan was over before that. That's what you got to remember.
Yeah, he was building momentum.
Same as CM Punk. CM Punk was over. Like, I remember the
even
very
the Miz,
first...
Even The Miz, I'll put that category.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I remember the very first time I knew CM Punk was over was when at Survivor Series, when it was DX with CM Punk, and I believe... Was it the Hardys? Rated RKO, Edge and Randy Orton. Mike Knox, I believe, was in that match with Kenny Kelly on the outside. Mike Knox, and I can't, for the life of me, I can't remember the other two. But CM Punk was over. He was more over than Sean, Hunter, and the Hardys. I mean, how over the Hardys are.
Mm.
At that time, Jeff Hardy was like Daniel Bryan over.
Mm.
And he was... over. So I knew that CM Punk was destined for great things. Mm.
So can we go back to Bret Hart?
So you were saying, basically, who
do you reckon is to blame for it? Like, we were talking about it, obviously
Bret is to blame.
But did they go about it the right way? Was it the right way, good for best for business, would you say?
Yeah, at the time Shawn Michaels was the greatest performer at that time.
I think he obviously, in my opinion, I think he's the best in-ring performer there is ever.
I disagree.
We're going to get onto that subject as well.
Other than Dolph Ziggler.
Let's be fair. If there's anybody
copying anybody, it's Michael's copying Ziggler.
I don't know how that works.
That's how good Ziggler is.
That brings us organically onto our next subject, which is GOAT. Greatest wrestler of all time.
I thought you said, when did the Attitude Era begin?
We were saying about the screw job leading to Vince McMahon.
Don't call people.
Yeah.
That's when it comes
out. I disagree.
But that's what we were saying. It happened naturally from the screw job.
The actual started King of the Ring with Steve Austin that won the King of the Ring.
That promo he had when he was talking about
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, that was the start.
That was the first promo. There was an actual a swear word in it.
I don't think that was the part that didn't make the Attitude Era. That made Stone Cold.
No, I said it was the starting of the Attitude Era. The wheels are in motion at that time.
But I still believe personally the screw job was the start of the Attitude Era.
No, I disagree.
It made Vince's character, and then that's when it all came.
The Attitude Era went into full swing from Bret Hart.
What do you reckon?
Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 13.
What do you reckon, Paul?
I kind of tend to agree with you. I think that made Stone Cold more than the Attitude Era. Once the ball got rolling on Stone Cold and Vince.
Yeah, that's where it kicked.
Do you know, there was actually a story going around before Steve Austin won the King of the Ring title. There was a guy going around talking to everyone about their merchandise.
Yeah.
And someone went over to Mick Foley and talked about his merchandise. And Stone Cold went, "Hey, what about some merchandise for Stone Cold?" And they said to him, "Well, there's no money in you." True story. I heard that on a podcast last week, I think.
Wow.
With wrestlers. They said to Stone Cold there was no money.
You're listening to our wrestling podcast.
Well, I like to get, you know, I love me podcasts.
I do. Okay, then. We move on then to controversial storylines. I think we can be here a while because they've had some clangers in their time. Will you agree? Okay, what one do you want to start with? I mean, there's the terrorism thing with...
I don't think that was that bad.
We're going to that. We might as well go into that first, since he's there.
He got him over.
Yeah. Well, for the limited time he was there.
Until he disrespected Taker.
Over? Do you think someone getting booed and over?
Oh, he's a heel. That's what he's meant to do.
He will get over for the wrong reason. He'll get booed, not for your character or the way you played it. He'll get booed for the fact that bombing going on, and they've got a terrorist running around in the ring.
Then that's why he was there, that's the right heat.
The same way Batista will get booed when he won the Royal Rumble.
But that's not the right over either.
Yeah.
No.
Because he's meant to be a babyface, just like Roman Reigns is not the right over.
Yeah, but didn't you even say, you alluded to me yesterday, that they actually kept it going for another 2 weeks?
They did. It ran about 2 weeks before they actually decided to cancel it after the London bombing. And he made his debut 2 days after.
Yeah, so I don't think maybe it's not so much that it was a bad storyline, it's just that it was...
He was a great worker.
Yeah, I don't think it was more of a bad storyline, it was the time.
He did disrespect the Undertaker, though. That's true.
We're going to get this throughout...
It's a true
many
story.
...many podcasts. Anything you got to say about it, any call-ins that we have, Don't mention The Undertaker, please. Or don't do it.
He's a goat.
No. He is a goat.
Right, he's so, let's move on to that. He's the goat. Greatest of all time.
The Undertaker.
Right. You can say The Undertaker.
Shawn Michaels.
You're going to say Shawn Michaels.
Why? What's your grand?
I'm thinking. I say Shawn.
I'm not going to go out and say what's Joe's grand all time. He's my personal favourite.
I say Shawn Michaels, but I also say AJ's becoming.
No.
He could well be in the future, but we're talking about who has been the greatest of all time, you're saying The Undertaker, Shawn Michaels. Obviously, you have to chuck in Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair.
Stone Cold.
You could. The reason
Ric
why.
Ric Flair's definitely one of the greatest of all time.
He's
good. But I'm talking about entertainment factor, in-ring performer.
Entertainment factor, in-ring performer. Ric Flair
is solid. Yeah, he's a solid performer. But Shawn Michaels, as we were saying about AJ, he'll have a good match with anyone. He carried Undertaker for his two matches at WrestleMania.
But if you're looking for the most iconic, then without a doubt, that's going to be Hulk Hogan.
Did you say he carried Taker through then two matches at WrestleMania?
Obviously.
Are you off your nuts? Are you actually off your nuts?
Do you know what? The cameraman performed better in that match than Undertaker.
Really?
Did that bump.
Oh my God. That is unbelievable.
No, obviously I'm joking.
You're saying about greatest of all time. Surely you go by longevity.
Oh, longevity. Don't get me wrong.
Character.
Undertaker 100% is up there.
He's not just up there.
But for
an
in-ring performer... that would give you more entertainment watching his match. You can't say there's not many better than Shawn Michaels. There is not many better.
You're talking different categories now. You're talking longevity. You're talking in-ring.
Well, longevity. Even longevity. Shawn Michaels lasted a hell of a long time. Shawn Michaels was there longer than Taker, wasn't he? Even though Taker's still going now.
Yes, but so don't forget, Taker worked in other promotions.
Yeah.
So he wasn't just that. He was in WCW.
Yeah.
He was in New Japan.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it was called New Japan.
I'm going to put that in-ring performer, greatest all time, Shawn Michaels.
Thank you.
You're wrong.
Thank you, Paul.
I disagree.
Thanks very much.
I totally disagree. The guy never drew a dime.
Who do you think?
Just put it out there. The guy never drew a dime. He's like Diesel.
Okay, we'll leave it up to the fans. Obviously, we're fans of wrestling as well, but
I'll be making 20,000 YouTube accounts just to put Taker down at the bottom, obviously, because I can't be wrong.
Yeah, but we're no issue because you can't spell.
He's got you there.
How many letters is Undertaker? Four? 10?
Yeah, it depends.
UNDRER?
That's close.
EKER?
Close enough.
Is it?
Right, maybe we should move on.
Yeah, move on.
Yeah.
Right, move on. Next storyline. Do you ever remember? Everyone remembers the Legion of Doom.
I don't know the Legion of Doom.
We forget. He's...
Ooh, what a rush!
There we go. Right, so the Legion of Doom, they had a storyline going on with Hulk, who was actually battling with alcoholism at the time. Right, and they brought it into the storyline of him being drunk. I don't know if you remember, he got on the Titantron, dropped it at back, and then they had, is it Draws? They had Draws coming out as his partner after that. I just think that's a very bad storyline. How can someone that's actually going through an addiction at the time... Vince goes, oh yeah, lovely, let's use that in the storyline.
But to be fair, if you look over the past, things that happen in real life make for better storytelling on TV.
That's true, but it's a bit... He was still battling with it at the time.
But it makes for good television. It's all about ratings back then. Not so much now, but back then it's all about ratings. Yeah. So why not?
I just think
the wrestling business is a funny old business, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's very, that's very true.
Well, to be fair, I mean, you know, most companies would have sacked him. Or suspended him instead.
Yeah,
he managed to keep his job.
Yeah, that's very true.
And
yeah.
they made
it
all out of it. He
made
money out of it.
Okay, fair enough. That's that covered. What about KT Vic?
Best storyline I've ever seen in my life.
You would say that.
Great. I enjoyed it so much.
For those that don't know about KT Vic, I mean, we explain the storyline.
Basically, what it was about two people that fell in love. It was like Brokeback Mountain. Basically, you know, that's what it's like. You know, there's a lady lying there in a lovely coffin shape.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
Paul, if you would like to explain the story, like,
rather not.
Okay, where it was. Apparently, there was a car crash where Kane was driving the car, and there was a passenger called Katie Vick. I can't remember if they were meant to be together or anything like that. But apparently, Katie Vick died in a car crash, and. And apparently Triple H came out and said basically that he had slept with the corpse.
That's tragic.
They had slept with the corpse. So that's their storyline, basically. It's like a necrophiliac storyline. They went a bit far with it, like, wouldn't you say?
I don't think they went far enough.
Come on. They went far with it. He's had some outlandish comments. I mean, you might be tuning in just to hear him say this stuff, but he's...
If you are, then...
you probably need to look in the mirror as well, yeah.
And you see great things when you do.
And yeah, I just think they went a bit far with it. I think the Triple H scene, basically, of him sleeping with a corpse in the coffin.
Brilliant.
I just think it was just something that didn't need to be done.
It was really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to talk about, let alone watch.
Really?
For most, of the soul.
I have you know, that 3 minute...
Undertaker's Take Your Soul, is that
I have you was... know, I have you know, that 3 minute clip on YouTube got me through a whole 2 years of college.
We're meant to be PG, yeah.
So now you've moved from the dead man to the dead woman.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't say no.
She didn't say yes.
She didn't say yes. That means it's no consent, not consensual.
I said surprise afterwards, that's all right.
I'm sure she looked shocked. Right, moving on.
Vince using the N-word. You don't remember that?
What?
Vince using the N-word.
The N-word?
Yes, yeah, the N-word.
To John Cena.
To John Cena.
Really?
Wearing his bling bling.
What? Yeah.
You call him a nutter.
No, not quite what it said, I'm sure. But they did lighten the tone with
Booker T and, and Mrs. T. Great.
Tell
God.
Me.
What was her name? What's Mrs. T's name?
Oh.
Camilla?
No.
Camilla?
No. Oh, Jesus, you stumped me. Oh, what's her face?
Oh, the person that knows everything stumped.
Oh, Camilla. No.
Carshella?
Coachella. No.
Coachman.
Hornswoggle.
Oh no, god damn it.
Ron
Simmons. That's gonna bug me.
Damn.
It's gonna bug me.
Let's move on.
It is
yeah,
move
we're
on.
Moving anyway. So yeah, so they did lighten the mood
with if you know the name, just comment below.
Comments below.
I can't remember it.
But he did lighten the mood a little bit after that with the old good old catchphrase, "Tell me you didn't just say that." Or he didn't just say that. Well, I thought you was gonna join in there. Huh?
Yeah,
just did it on my own.
We were alright.
But yeah, that was another. I think.
So what was your view on that?
I think my jaw was on the floor. I had to.
It was pure shock. It more than.
I think he'd been wanting to say it. You know, I think he's wanted to say. I think that was. Do you know?
Vince is such a mad guy.
Yeah, I think he's just Vince is such a mad guy. He's probably on his bucket list. He probably had a bucket list to go. One day I will say that. On live on air. You know,
he's
that type of guy.
To be fair, he did want to make a storyline of him having an incest storyline
with Stephanie. Yeah, I did hear about that. Yeah.
I mean,
hold on. That's sick, but the Katie Vick stuff's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
They're not related.
We'll move on.
I mean, let's be fair, Kane's not a normal bloke anyway, is he? So it kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Fair enough.
I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, moving on, right. Is a debate for you. If any of you want to leave comments below, who do you think had the biggest impact on wrestling? Was it Hulk Hogan or Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Or Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair.
Impact. Well, John Cena. He turned the whole
industry. No.
It's got to be Hogan. It's got to be Hogan or Austin. If you think there's another person, another wrestler that has a big impact,
gave it to someone else. It don't really matter. If you ask me, the person who changed the business and honestly left everything out there. What?
The Undertaker?
No. You see what I mean?
Who?
The Repo Man. He changed the business.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah, no, he changed his business after
him,
the match.
Him and the RRS. Remember him?
RRS.
No,
yeah.
Bray Wyatt's father.
Yeah.
Another legend
but
of the game.
But he's changed the business because he brought Bray into it, didn't he? And the superstar that is Bo Dallas, he's part of that.
Yeah.
What's that team called?
The B team.
The B
and what
team.
What does the B stand for?
The best. Their best team.
Disagree with that?
Yeah.
I suppose bad. Kane and The Undertaker were a better tag team.
Oh no. No, 3MB.
Free for me,
all day.
But that's a free bird, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still a tag team, isn't it?
Yeah, fair enough. So yeah, who do you reckon?
Austin, for sure.
Well, you got to think, the Empire wouldn't have been built if it wasn't for Hogan in the 80s. Would they be as big as they were to get the platform for Austin at that time?
Yeah, but
because you got to think Hulk Hogan was like the Muhammad Ali of wrestling.
Yes, but you say that. But the thing is, though, Austin took the company to where it never went before. They made more money. Yeah. They got more fans. Yeah. So he made it.
It's a big question, isn't it?
He made it become popular to be a wrestling fan. Before Austin was at the top of his game, wrestling fans were never confident. They wouldn't wear the shirts. People looked at him a bit weird. But when Austin become what he was, everyone went mad for Austin. Everyone. Yeah, he was a mainstream star. So for me, Austin, hands down.
Well, it's a matter of opinion.
And no one to this day has ever outsold Steve Austin.
I think it is. I suppose for impact financially, even that's a hard one.
I'll have to go over Hulk Hogan. Just for the simple fact, he's almost like, back in the day, how The Rock is now. He'll in these films.
Yeah, awful films.
Bringing in people.
But turn out though.
He's right though.
He made one good film.
Mr. Nanny.
No, when Untake was in one of his films, wasn't it? Remember that film?
No.
Untake was in that film.
Funny enough, that's the only one I can't remember.
Yeah, I know. I remember loads. Yeah.
I can't remember that film either.
I know what you're talking about though. I actually do know what you're talking about because I was searching. It's gonna make me sound like a rat geek. I was searching Hulk Hogan films, even though a lot of them are terrible.
Were you looking for a porno?
No.
Apparently, he says the N word and that. And all.
Yeah, apparently he does. Apparently he does. I don't think
he says you're a very naughty girl.
I don't think he's on his bucket list. Though,
not anymore. Well, I don't care. He made $40 million out of it when he sued him, didn't he?
Pretty much, yeah. But for the tape being released.
There you go.
Okay, right. Greatest pay per view.
Ooh.
It's an odd one. It's got greatest to be it has to be a mania. I don't know. It's a hard one.
It
had
to be
2000 SummerSlam was quite good. SummerSlam 2000, that was a good pay per view.
Want to remind us of the matches?
I believe that was the original TLC match with the Hardys, Dudleys, and the original TLC match.
Okay. I don't think that was as good. I don't think that was the best one, though, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was the best one.
Was it 18 with TLC 2?
Yes.
That, for me.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. Yeah. And Rock and Austin for the main event.
Unreal.
That was the best pay-per-view right there. That Rock and Austin was brilliant. The TLC, brilliant.
Yeah, for me. One of the best pay-per-views. But then again, another great WrestleMania was WrestleMania 17.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the greatest WrestleMania that's ever been made.
Hold on. Is that when Undertaker was the champion?
No.
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 Who did he face?
WrestleMania 17. I believe that was Triple H. Was it Triple H? Or was that 18?
Triple H. It may have been.
17. Yeah, Undertaker Triple H.
When he choked him off of the.
Off the stage. So that was Taker and Triple H. That one.
Okay. Why did that one stand out for you?
What? No, it's just the perfect WrestleMania, start to finish.
Mm.
Everything was great. The only downside was the Austin Hill turn, really.
Oh yeah.
That was the only.
Is that the shake of McMahon's hand?
Yeah, that was the only. I mean, no one wanted Austin to turn heel.
Even Austin said himself it was one of the biggest mistakes he made doing that. He thought it was the right move, but he actually said it, I think, in one of his podcasts that it was one of the biggest mistakes he made. He said that he thought he needed freshen up, but he didn't.
Hmm.
It weren't bad in heel turn when he joined the Alliance.
Ugh.
That was really bad.
Yeah. That was Rock and Austin as well, wasn't it?
Hmm.
17. No, that was 18. Wasn't that the 18?
Yeah, they had three WrestleManias, didn't they? They had done three WrestleManias together.
Okay.
When 19 was his last one, wasn't he? 19 was his last WrestleMania, right?
Yeah, no, was it a bit further than that, though? No, he was already in Hollywood, wasn't he, Rock, at that stage?
No, it wasn't, because I know Steve Austin's last match was WrestleMania 19.
When he started playing the guitar.
Yeah, Steve Austin's last match was WrestleMania 19. Mm. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. And that was against Rock.
Yeah, it was against Rock, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, greatest match.
Taker and Michaels, WrestleMania 25.
Yeah, is that the second one?
That first one.
I don't know, I think they were both pretty good. It's a close call, but also I've got to put in there, and he's a part-time wrestler, but Angle and Shane McMahon.
What a match!
Was it a street fight?
That was more of a stunt fest.
Classic in-ring match. Such a good match. Yeah, for technical ability match, Undertaker and Shawn Michaels. You could even say Steamboat versus Macho Man.
Steamboat Savage.
Yeah.
You can also say Steamboat Fair, can't you? I don't ever forget Bret Hart versus British Bulldog at Wembley SummerSlam 92.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart.
Kurt Angle, Benoit.
96. Kurt Angle, Benoit. Oh, we ain't going to mention Benoit on our show.
I mean, we could talk about people, we can talk about people having sex with dead corpses, but you leave the murder and suicide bloke alone.
Yeah. You leave him at the door of the studio before you walk in. I mean,
you know what I mean? Hello. No, I'm joking. He was great.
Yeah, he was good. He was off his nut in the end. Wrestling wise, he was
great in ring performer, wasn't he? Great in ring performer. So, what's your greatest match of all time?
Actually, do you know what? As much as I would love to say Shane McMahon, Kurt Angle, I probably have to go for Triple H, Undertaker, Hell in a Cell, Shawn Michaels, Referee.
Crying in the corner.
Brilliant.
That was drama. TV gold.
You see, the thing with me, you're right. The thing I believe, that match wasn't as good what people give it credit for.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm the biggest Taker fan there is.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that match, from a technical standpoint, was not that good.
Mm-hmm.
It was the fact they had the Hell in a Cell, they didn't use the Hell in a Cell that much.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the best part of that match was the end, when they all hugged on top of the stage.
Mm.
That was, for me, that was the best part of the match.
But for me, that happened after a great match.
But it wasn't a great
combination,
match.
Combination, I think it was. It was the only time I've never known whether the Undertaker would win or lose. Other than Brock Lesnar, I thought it would beat Brock.
I knew Taker was winning that match.
I honestly, truly believed that Triple H could beat him.
Mm. No, they was never going to let Taker lose.
With his standing in the company as well, you thought it could very well happen.
They were never going to let Taker lose. They was going to make him lose to someone who they can profit
off. Just, I know what he's saying though, when he's on the floor and he's like shouting at him, stay down.
The drama was good, but the match wasn't that good.
Yeah, but I think that was one of the first times as well, in the Undertaker's career that they made him look vulnerable, made him look old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that was the turning point that year.
You think you've been doing it every year for
22
years at that point. So, you know, to be fair, we know how much it hurts. We done a bit of wrestling, didn't we?
We did.
And we couldn't walk for 4 days.
Yeah, no, it's very true.
And
he's done it for 20. Back of my legs.
He's done it for 20 odd years.
Yeah.
We done 3 hours.
3 hours.
And we were dead. Yeah. So, to be fair.
Mind you, I don't think Undertaker could go 3 hours.
Oh,
not a chance. I don't think I could even go 3 hours, to be fair.
That's true.
So, hovering around a similar sort of subject, dream match.
I think in their primes, AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels would put on it.
In their primes, AJ is in his prime.
But with Shawn Michaels and AJ both in their prime, I think they could put on the most technical, best looking match you will see. There could ever be.
Mine's Taker Sting.
Taker Sting. Oh, what in their primes?
Yeah. Yeah,
because if they did it now, it'd be awful.
Yeah, well, I think Taker could make it work.
I think Sting could probably make it work. Sting wasn't that bad.
You think Taker don't look good now, though, since he's had his hip surgery?
I don't think he looks good against much different.
He can run. He can jump.
Yeah, I don't think he looks much different though. What do you reckon?
He's quicker.
What do you reckon?
That's a tough one.
Okay,
are you sure Michael Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, that would be a good.
That's a great match.
That would be good. Yeah. Okay. Right. Moving on. Then, who do you reckon deserves the title?
Oh, good question.
Who does that? Which style? SmackDown or the Raw?
Well, I don't think it really matters, a world title. Whether it's Universe or like a main title.
I may shock you with my answer.
Okay.
Really? You're gonna be the Undertaker?
No. He's too old.
I think there's. I've got two in my head.
Two.
Braun Strowman undoubtedly deserves a title, but also I'd say The Miz as well. That'd be my shouts.
The Miz?
And Drew McIntyre eventually. He doesn't deserve it yet.
We'll touch on Drew soon, yeah.
I think The Miz does deserve it, but I think you'd get bored of him pretty quickly if he did get it.
I disagree.
Almost a Daniel Bryan effect. You want him to win it so bad that when he actually wins
it's not as big.
No.
Doesn't feel as good.
I don't believe
that's a Daniel Bryan effect. Yeah. That's not the Daniel Bryan effect at all.
I think it is.
No way.
I think everyone was.
I mean, if they're not careful, Daniel Bryan won't be too over.
Yeah.
He will. He's always going to be over. Always. They're never not. He's never not going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact. Anyways, my picks. My first one is The Miz.
Yep.
I think he's, like I said earlier in the podcast, I believe he is, apart from The Rock, he's probably the best person we've had on the mic since The Rock.
Mm.
His promos are just awesome. He's a great in-ring technician as well. Mm-hmm. Do you know, he's been there, what, 12 years now?
Yeah.
Never been injured.
Yeah. The biggest star from Tough Enough.
Yeah, yeah. And he's never been injured. Yeah. Never been injured.
When you eliminated
the athlete, yeah, I do remember.
Yeah, do you remember? And then Taker smashed his face in.
Yeah, I remember.
Put him through the hot dog stand, didn't he?
He might have done.
Do you think that Seth Rollins burned it down has helped him a lot?
Oh, big time.
Yeah, definitely.
That one change to his theme music, that one little bit.
Yeah, well, look at the Yes chant.
Yeah, yeah.
It started a lot for Daniel Bryan, didn't
I mean, it? I was at Raw in London, and that was the loudest Burn It Down I've ever heard in my life. Mm. I mean, it was definitely.
Was that the Raw that you said, are we all going to? And then you went on your own and then told us a couple of days later that you went.
Yeah.
After a week before, you said, you're not going.
Yeah. And my dad got tickets. What do you want me to say about it?
Did you last one?
Yeah.
But there was only two.
I'm starting to question this podcast now.
Got to question the friendship now.
Sorry. Do I look like Marty Jannetty?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Should I not walk past any barbershop windows?
Yeah, you don't know that he looks like Marty Jannetty at the moment, but you will do. Starting next week, we will be doing a visual podcast. We had a problem, a few technical difficulties with our cameras this week, so our first podcast is only going to be audio.
To tell you the truth, the reason why the camera won't work is because Sam is that good looking.
Oh, stop it.
You know, he is.
They know you're lying next week.
I mean, you're sex on legs, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate. If you like a blonde Seamus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty true as well. That's pretty true as well.
For viewers wondering what I look like, I actually look like a bigger version of Ryback, to be fair.
Or a bigger version of Bray Wyatt.
More likely, yeah.
All right, Spike.
All right, Jesus. Spike Dudley on the end.
Old James Ellsworth over here, look at him.
You'll see next week. He does a fabulous impression of James Ellsworth, does Paul. We will definitely.
We're not going there.
We will. We'll definitely get it on.
500 subscribers, he will pull his James Ellsworth position.
I'll take that deal.
Mate, 5 subscribers, he'll pull his James Ellsworth. So, yeah, who do you reckon deserves it then?
Deserves? Rather than like to see?
Yeah,
deserves.
We've covered it about The Miz or Braun Strowman.
How about Roman? I know that's going to be controversial, but...
Why does Roman deserve to be Universal Champion?
Well, you know, everything that he's gone through, all the criticism he had, he's improving. His promos are improving, whether you want to admit it or not.
Doesn't matter whether his promos are improving or not.
That's what will hold him back.
They are.
The fact that he needed a Paul Heyman like Brock got. Mm, with that, he could be great.
I disagree.
And Vince McMahon has seen the potential in it. I'm not a Roman Reigns fan, but...
It's too late.
He has some good matches.
It doesn't matter if he has good matches or not. It's too late for him.
It's not too late.
It's too late for him.
I think he's slowly turning towards his favour. And I mean, it's not all them boos are starting to subside a little bit.
Really?
Nowhere near as bad.
I think that's due to no reaction, which is worse than a bad reaction.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. Yeah,
I don't understand.
If you get to the stage where you're getting no reaction at all, then
I don't understand when people. I don't understand when you got people in the company like Triple H. When they say about turning Roman Reigns heel, when they say, well, ain't he already a heel?
Mm.
No, he's not a heel. Because he's still booked as a babyface. So I hate it when they go, oh, he's already a heel. And Roman goes, oh, I'm already a heel. No, you're not. You get pushed as a babyface. I mean, the storyline they're doing now with Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns saying about the part-time and the crap. Weren't John Cena and The Rock doing that?
Many moons ago.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right.
You know?
Yeah, but Roman Reigns... He's there every week. I know it's part of his gimmick, but he genuinely is.
So are they all? They're all there every
single
week.
They're not all there. Brock Lesnar's not there. John Cena's not there.
Yeah, but they're
Roman Reigns, he could quite easily shove off and think, you know what? I'm bigger than this, just because of the push that he received and the attention he received from, you know, Vince McMahon himself
trying to get him over. Are you buying this storyline that the authority is against Roman Reigns?
No, I'm not buying that storyline.
The storyline doesn't even make sense.
Not at all.
When he's saying about Brock Lesnar getting special treatment and getting this for management, getting that for management. He's been in the main event of WrestleMania for the last 4 years.
Yeah.
And every match has sucked.
Yeah.
That is not Roman Reigns' fault.
Has it not been Roman Reigns' fault? It's not poor booking.
Roman
it's
Reigns.
Up to
it
him.
They're trying to use Seth Rollins to get Roman Reigns over. They need to get
everyone to get Roman Reigns over.
But they need to get Roman Reigns over through Roman Reigns, not through somebody
else.
Tony
Hill.
They should.
Turning heel was the best thing to do to get him over.
That is not Roman. At the bottom line, Roman Reigns will not decide on a heel turn.
That he says when they, every time they said like they talk about him turning heel, he says, "Ain't I already a heel? They boo me."
He had to say something. Yeah. But what if you said, gave the choice to Roman Reigns, who's to say he wouldn't say, "Yeah, I'd love to turn heel"?
But the thing is,
it's not down to him.
Yeah, I think what he says was, he says where he is at the moment, the niche thing that he's at, is the fact that he's at a point where he can do what he wants. So he can do something heelish, he can do something face, because he's at a point where he's a tweener.
Would it be like Stone Cold?
Well, he would love to be, wouldn't he?
Because Stone Cold was never a face or a heel. Well, he was a heel, but he was never really a face. No, he was a tweener, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he could get away with doing heelish things.
Most of the people
same with Randy Orton now.
He was doing heel things to heels.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Yeah, which made him a baby face. In my eyes, although he was pretty much, he was a tweener in the beginning when he had the thing with him and Bret Hart, stuff like that.
He was
moving into a tweener.
Oh yeah, that's why they done the double turn at WrestleMania when he passed that in a pool of his own blood.
I don't think that was meant to be.
Here's a question for you guys. Here's a question, guys. Do you think blood or colour makes a match more important? Feel more important? Because if you take the blood out of that WrestleMania 13 match with Bret Hart,
but you're then saying the blood was the main attraction to that match.
No, but
made it more important because it was a main attraction to the match. That needed to happen for what they wanted to do.
But don't you think
blood was very important in that match?
But it could be important in other matches.
It's very important in the first blood match.
So
do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean it's important in a casket match, say, or a buried alive match.
But the whole, the whole saying is blood, sweat, and tears. That makes for a great match, I believe. If someone is bleeding at the end of the match, it shows that they put their body through everything to try and win. And
it brings out more realism.
Exactly. I mean, you're having a Hell in a Cell match, a steel cage match, a last man standing match,
your head
hits a no disqualification steel, match.
Then your head
has
there
no blood? If you watch boxing, do they not get cut open from a punch?
Yeah.
UFC, they get cut open. So they want to make it look real and not choreographed. I mean, everyone knows it's choreographed and planned out. Mm. But at the end of the day, if it's meant to be a real fight, there's blood. You watch a soap, they get punched, they got blood. Here they get nothing. All they do is sweat.
If they do bleed now, you've got the doctors in there trying
exactly.
to stop it.
It's ridiculous.
But the match is half stopped.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they've got that. Even if they're not going to have blood, if they're accidental blood, then just let it be. It ruins the spectacle.
Yeah.
If you see a referee putting gloves on.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I remember watching NXT TakeOver London, Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe got busted open in that match, bad. And for 8 minutes of that match, they stopped the match while they was helping him. I mean, for 8 minutes, the crowd were just sitting there doing nothing, and it's live television. Why? It's a bit of blood. Do you know what I mean? Surely... But there's... You say PG, Pirates of the Caribbean is made by Disney. And you get blood in that.
Mm.
Even if you go back to Brock Lesnar versus Randy Orton when he absolutely pummeled him on the floor, if that didn't have blood, that it was a shock factor to it. It was
wasn't even in the script.
Apparently Jericho went mad backstage.
Yeah,
he did.
But Jericho, not the smartest move I've ever done.
Yeah,
but it gripped you. It had people talking about it. All over the internet,
people were talking about it.
Did you see Brock Lesnar batter Randy Orton?
Yeah.
Talking about Jericho, has anyone else noticed that for some reason the older he gets,
the wider apart
he sits again?
He's got Ric Flair syndrome.
I mean, his chest is denting
in. What I think that is? I think that's due to steroids and stuff like that. I think that's what, and I think.
I mean, I can't comment on that. I don't know.
It's something to do. I don't know. It's something in between. It's where the sternum is. It seems to get wider.
Yeah.
Like when his tits get further apart.
I must wake up looking like a ball boy at Wimbledon. You seem to forget how long Jericho's been around and how old he actually is.
Should your body change like that?
To be fair, Taker's tits are doing that though.
Yeah. Well, same thing probably, isn't it? Nice. Who knows? We'll have to search up. I did see something one time on my YouTube saying about. because I've got a lot of fitness stuff on there, I see something to do with that, and I never clicked on it, but I always did want to click on it, because the first thing that was in my mind was Y2J. I never clicked on it.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bit weird how his tits keep getting wider and wider apart. It looks like a ball boy for Wimbledon.
Okay, right, moving
well,
on.
Well,
then.
Before
okay,
you move
wait,
on,
go on.
On a random one, while we're talking about wrestling bodies, if it just me or the Triple H in the WWE 2K games look unbelievably huge compared to everyone else.
I was not looking at his package, but next time I play the
not
game...
Not his package, his body.
Well...
to be fair, I don't really buy wrestling games to look at their bodies.
No, but you can see the effort they put in.
I understand what you're saying. It's like they're making him... Sorry, he's the best in the game. But he does look bigger than he actually is now in real life.
Here's a question for you guys.
So does a lot of them, though, a little bit.
Best theme song.
Best theme song?
Best theme song ever.
Christian.
What
one?
Yeah,
Christian! Go, now you're on your own. No, not that
no,
one.
Not that one.
No, open your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Close your eyes.
That's a good tune. You?
You can't go wrong with that, Christian.
Yeah, Christian as well. Mine's Y2J all day, man.
Yeah, but I think Christian's tune you can actually put on and actually listen to.
Yeah, I can pure thought, I mean, you know, to get the goosebumps going, it's got to be Stone Cold or The Rock.
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah. For sure.
Or even Taker's Ministry of Darkness.
We saw Taker's
tune was brilliant.
Yeah, we saw Taker's entrance at Manchester, didn't we?
Yeah,
surreal, wasn't it?
Yeah, well,
amazing.
You were holding on to me like a lost boy at Chesney, going, oh my god, like you're about to go on the vampire ride or something.
For American viewers, Chesney is a theme park. Just what I feel.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah, well, we'll be
there are other theme parks available that we get done for false advertisement. There are other theme parks available.
Yeah, but I just said Chesney. It's just a place in London, or England, rather.
Yeah, but you said the vampire ride.
Yeah. Who knows what the vampire ride is if they're American?
Well,
anyway, scratch that anyway. Let's move on. We digress.
But saying that, though, a close second is One Tell. This song? Best Triple H song ever.
Do you know what? For about 5 years, I didn't have a clue what you were saying. We should do that. What we do at the start of every podcast, we just go, 1, 2, is this song? And then we just kick straight into it. It'd be brilliant. Okay, moving on. Right. Biggest future stars in the WWE.
Ooh.
What would you class as a future star? I mean, would you class AJ Styles for future star?
No.
Even though he's been around.
He's a bona fide star now.
Do you guys watch NXT?
No.
So you don't know who like Velveteen?
Occasionally.
I do, occasionally. I watch a lot of the takeovers. I think Aleister Black and was the other one, The Dream?
Velveteen Dream. What a match.
I think them two, that match that I saw of them was brilliant, but I both think, in a sense, both of them can be stars as well. Aleister Black for me.
But do you trust brilliant. WWE booking them right? Well, Vince on their writers.
I think Aleister Black will be... I love his entrance. I think his in-ring ability is quality. He's got everything.
He reminds me of Punk.
Yeah, he has got a little bit of Punk about him. He has. He's like
the tattoos.
Like a Van Damme.
The way he sits in the
punk.
Ring. Sits in the middle of the ring, crossing his legs.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. So he's probably... Them two are probably two that are...
Yeah, I mean,
stars.
I'm really big on the Velveteen Dream.
I'd still say... You can say Drew McIntyre still...
I don't like his gimmick. Velveteen Dream, I don't like
his I love his gimmick.
Yeah, I like his gimmick.
Something new, something fresh.
No need to be homophobic.
No, it's not homophobia.
It's something new, he's saying fresh. And
it's
to be
weird.
Fair, no, but his gimmick will work into that. He's wrestling.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It is weird, but it's very different.
Yes, I agree.
So with Doink. It don't make it good.
Velveteen Dream is good, though.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's like a new take on Goldust or something. Like the way he's... Like, because Goldust was a bit...
That's what people said about Doink. Didn't work.
Oh well.
What is your obsession with Doink?
Yeah, what is your obsession with Doink?
I'm just a big Stephen King fan.
Okay. Well, so is that it?
What about on the main roster then? Who do you think should be a bigger star than what they are?
Drew McIntyre is going to be a big star.
I agree.
I think Seth Rollins could.
He's already a big star, isn't he?
I think he's the sort of person that can be your next Triple H. You know, the one that has a match and you don't expect him to lose. I think he can be that sort of guy.
Oh, without a doubt. That's the way he's been moulded, I feel.
I mean, because it gets to a point where once he's there, say, about 5 more years' time, he's that veteran that knows how to win.
Yeah.
I feel like he could do another heel turn.
Yeah,
another run of the hill. Almost like Triple H. How many turns did Triple H have?
Yeah, but you know the hill turn that he had before was like he wins matches, but it's all by it's never clean. Like I want him to be a dominant heel.
Randy Orton type.
Yeah, who can actually wins clean matches as a heel.
Similar to what Elias is doing at the moment.
Yeah, Elias. Do you know what? I'm not a big fan of Elias.
Why?
I don't like the gimmick.
The gimmick is what got him over.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I'm just different to everyone else then in that sense. Okay, who's our main five?
Drew McIntyre.
I think he's money.
AJ Styles, I know he's big already, but he could be bigger than big.
If you're saying that Seth Rollins is already big, then you can't put AJ in that category then, because he's just...
But AJ's only been in WWE for 2 years now.
Yeah, but he's the champion. He's the face of SmackDown.
What about the B team? What, they're unbeaten? They're getting pushed now. Being with The Miz helped them immensely.
Yeah. Well, we're even Bray
Wyatt.
Stars.
Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt is someone that they've needed to push
Bray
for a long
Wyatt
time.
I think Bray Wyatt needs a massive, massive overhaul right now, because he is like a lot of what they're doing with Matt Hardy is okay, but he needs to change up his game.
It's not okay. It's wonderful.
Anyway, okay, moving on. The Monday Night Wars. WWE very nearly went out of business. They were losing the ratings, and we all know how the ratings actually changed over. They won the first time in so many months.
52 weeks,
well done. 52 weeks.
Good old Mankind.
Good old Mankind, yeah. And I think what made it worse is they basically shoot themselves in the foot by announcing what was going to happen just before it happens, and then everyone else tunes over to WWE and sees Mankind win. And the biggest turning point was that. That was basically the
It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
That's the one. It was the straw that broke the camel's back, and that was what basically won WWE the Monday Night War.
The last 2 years of WCW was just the most. It's like watching Impact Wrestling. It was awful.
Cheap shot.
I mean, let's be fair. Impact need all the promotion they need, don't they? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they had about 9 different NWOs.
Eventually towards the end, like the Wolfpack.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. And then you had the finger poker doom.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. They made Goldberg lose his undefeated streak.
Yeah, Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
Yes.
Because Razor Ramon hit him with the stun gun, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just poorly booked.
It was, but I mean, the NWO, that brings me on to the next subject.
I can't really comment because I never once watched WCW.
Well, to be honest, my little secret is that my first ever experience with wrestling was actually watching The Giant, which is obviously the big show, Paul
Wyatt. The big slow.
Putting Lex Luger through a table with a chokeslam.
Oh, that was a big star.
That was the first. Lex Luger. That was the first ever wrestling thing I ever saw on TNT, just after Cartoon Network. And then when I saw that, I was like, wow, what's this? And then my mum bought me a video of 95 or a Rumble, and ever since then, just Shawn Michaels won it. Yeah, that was it. I was just like, Shawn Michaels.
Not like you, yeah. Glory Hunter,
yeah.
Man United fan and all.
Oh, stop it! You're gonna end up getting loads of thumbs up on the comment section.
Well, you said about who was better, NWO DX.
Yeah, that's what was coming on to next.
Me personally, the first 2 years NWO killed it for me. They were brilliant. Yeah. I mean, it was just so cool.
Yeah.
The way Hogan turned heel.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Reigns could learn a lot.
Yeah. I think Vince could learn a lot.
But Vince is a genius, let's be fair.
He is a genius.
That man is a genius. We owe him a lot. We owe him a lot because he gave us a lot of love, a lot of fun.
He gave us a lot of puppies.
He also gave us Roman Reigns.
He did.
He also gave us the Repo Man.
Yeah. And Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh!
Yeah.
The man with bigger tits than Trish Stratus.
Yeah, what about him kissing Trish Stratus? Oh, Vince.
Oh, he loved it.
Right, you wouldn't have done the same in your position.
Yeah, fair enough.
We all would have done it.
He just loves power, don't
he? He does, he loves it.
Invasion angle.
Awful.
Great.
Could have been a lot better than what
great.
I liked it.
Great.
No. I liked it.
No. Yeah, but you also like Arsenal.
When you could have, they had, well, the thing is that WCW had had a lot of their wrestlers all tied up on massive contracts that they were still getting paid off for after it ended. So they could just sit at home and collect
but
checks.
But if you're Vince,
they could sit at home and collect checks all week, every week, instead of going and wrestle for a company, when really, if they weren't on them contracts, the angle could have been so much better because they could have ended up having Sting on there, had Goldberg on there. Like, you think the actual WCW versus WWE could have been so much better with all the main superstars there. Instead, we got Buffalo Bagwell, where he's
never been. But you've got to remember the wage structure. They can't just shell out everyone.
No, but what you've got to remember is Vince McMahon could have bought out their contracts. He chose not to.
Yeah, but he already had a full roster. How many can you
why
possibly
have? Why
would
he want to buy out their contracts?
You're not going to give Sting and Goldberg contract just to release them 2 months down the line.
If Vince fought and he wasn't so tight, because let's face it, he got WCW cheap. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And if he spent that little bit more money, we could have had the dream match of Austin Goldberg. Take a spin. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
He was just...
The Rock Hogan. Oh, no, that happened, didn't it?
That match is the worst match. Worst technical match I've ever seen in my life.
Best crowd.
If you turn the crowd off, yeah, it's the worst match I've ever seen. I mean, Hulk Hogan was getting popped doing back rakes. I mean, come on. It was a back rake and the fans are going mad.
But it's the first time we had seen him wrestle in a WWE ring for God.
Yeah, it wasn't the first time.
He'd done
stuff with the NWO in the ring and stuff like that. I mean, I honestly believe Vince McMahon bought the NWO in just to kill him. I do believe that. He thought, oh no, I can't have that. No.
But mind you, Scott Hall weren't brilliant, was he, at that time?
Well, he was off his nut, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
On some sort of drugs.
Yeah. But did you hear the actual story of him? A lot of the stuff of his problems come from when he was younger. He killed a bouncer, didn't he?
Did he?
He killed a bouncer on the door. Apparently a bouncer, someone pulled a gun out on him. And he just basically were wrestling it and, like, excuse the pun, they wrestled to the ground and the gun went off and it killed the guy. Going on to the next one now, we ain't got much now to cover. How to get Roman over.
Sack him.
Well, it can take a while. Hilton.
Hilton, yeah. I agree.
It's the only way.
Yeah, but how? How would you plan that, Hilton? How would you book it?
You know,
he turns his back on the Shield.
The crowd are going to go wild when Dean Ambrose returns.
I don't get
if Roman Reigns being him and Seth, that...
Do you really think Ambrose is a good in-ring performer?
No, but it'll be the Shield great. Back together. You know, the crowd are pumped for that.
Mm.
And then, you know, be a Superman punch. Bang, Roman's over. The only issue with that would be he'd have a heel turn, but yet he'd probably still get cheered from that.
Well, that's a good thing, because then when he actually turned him face, they would actually...
Then he'd get booed again.
You know, I reckon he'd be in a good, better place.
No, I don't
think
he will.
You don't have to naturally. That's what I mean. You can naturally have him turn face because they're cheering him anyway. Just have him naturally, bit by bit, doing things, and then start facing a few hills. Same way then Braun Strowman did the same thing. Naturally, he came from a heel to a face. Yeah, naturally, that's all it is.
Yeah, but this sounds more planned than natural to me.
But you know what it is? It feels like they know what they did wrong with Roman, so they did right with Braun. That's what it seems like.
How do you think they should get Roman over there?
I reckon turning back on the Shield, have him heal for a little while, and that's what I just said. Were you listening? Have him naturally progress.
Whenever someone talks about Roman, I just switch off, to be fair.
I do, but it's usually the television.
This is what I don't get about Roman Reigns. He's a great worker. He's a great bumper. Don't get me wrong. There's no man in that company who can take a better bump than him.
Shame, man.
Yeah, I suppose. But, you know.
Jeff Hardy.
Nah, he's too old there. You seen him there, he can barely move. He's got no pace, nothing. He's like
Bray Wyatt. I tell you, Bray Wyatt can take a bump.
Yeah, he can take a bump. Dean Ambrose can take a bump.
I hate Dean
Kevin
Ambrose.
Owens. You know what? We've not spoken about Kevin Owens.
Taking a bump?
Roman. He can take a bump.
There's plenty more people I think they can take a bump than Roman.
No, I think he takes the best bump in the business so far.
No.
At this time. I wouldn't agree. He's the best bumper in the business, if you ask
me. Once again, viewers, Kevin Owens overlooked.
Yeah, that's true. He took a nice bump the other night, didn't he?
In general, you know, I think one of the best that they've got.
Yeah.
What bumpers?
In ring, on the mic, everything.
Do you? I disagree. I believe.
I think Kevin's good.
He's good, but he's not great.
I think he.
What he's got going, the chemistry with Braun Strowman right now.
Pretty good.
He's making me want to watch Raw.
Yeah.
The only thing that is making me want to watch Raw.
The only reason why I watch Raw is for Elias. It's the only reason why I watch Raw. The
main reason why I watch Raw is for Braun Strowman.
I love Elias. I just love the way Ari can hold the audience in his hand and just make him. You think most heels nowadays can't be heels. Let's be honest about it. Most heels can't be heels. They can't get the crowd to boo him. But with Elias, they love him. And then all of a sudden, he'll say something and they boo him. And that's natural heat. That's natural being a heel. Not like these fake heels that they are now.
Mm.
Elias is the same heel as he is on TV and he is on Twitter. Kevin Owens is a heel on TV. But have you seen his Twitter account? Just talking about how much he loves his kids and all that crap. You're meant to be a heel, mate. I know kayfabe is, you know, I know it's dead now.
Pretty much.
But at least try and be a heel on Twitter. That's why I don't like the fact that heels can't be heels nowadays.
Mm.
They have to be nice to the kids.
SummerSlam predictions.
Bron wins the Universal title.
Bron wins the Universal title clean, and the only reason why he gets the match with Brock Lesnar is because he cashes in his money in the bank to get the match. So, where Brock's saying no one's worthy, he has no choice but to have the match at SummerSlam. That's what I think.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say that the main event will be for a women's title, Alexa Bliss, Ronda Rousey.
I hope not.
I don't think they will main event WrestleMania. I think it will be SummerSlam.
Yeah, I have heard SummerSlam, that's what they're putting most of the emphasis around. I have heard that.
God,
it's
going to
be
based
on Ronda Rousey.
I'd rather stick pins in my eyelids.
But that guys, can be arranged. Yeah, this has been our podcast. It's our very first podcast. We did waffle halfway through that a little bit. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And we'll see you next week, guys. From me, Sam, goodbye.
Owen Williams, goodbye.
And from Paul Keith, ciao.
See you next week.